America Weekend.
This thing, it's going to follow you.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film It Follows.
It Follows is very likely the scariest film release you'll see in 2015, maybe 2016 too. While other lesser quality horror films are content to overload their running time with easy jump scares, It Follows takes a much more disquieting approach. Forget about mild goosebumps. Writer-director David Robert Mitchell aims to get under your skin and stay there. And even though it utilizes some familiar scare movie tropes to arrive at its destination, it uses them in a variety of fresh new ways. Like the exceptional The Babadook that I reviewed back in December, It Follows has a lot of brains and a nice sampling of class. The more astute horror fans are bound to notice influences like John Carpenter's Halloween, George A. Romero's zombie series, and 1958's Night of the Demon, too. I also sensed a taste of Universal's mummy movies of the 1930s and 40s in there as well. An unstoppable force that chases you down eternally after you've been cursed. Frightening images and intelligent screenplay, along with a retro feel and solid performances from a cast of unknown actors, It Follows gets a grade of A and is an early contender for my top 10 films of 2015. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Mark. And as always, don't forget to check out Mark's incredible website. You can read his long-form reviews at reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And as always, Mark will be back with us next week. Well, when was the last time that you went to the dentist? Are you sure it was actually the dentist that was crawling inside your mouth and rooting around your bicuspids and your molars? Well, in one dentist's office, that wasn't always the case. There was a story this week that really threw me for a loop, and a lot of folks that read it or heard about it. An office manager accused of posing as the dentist. It's hard to imagine someone finding a way of making going to the dentist even more unpleasant, but one woman at an office in the Bronx, New York, did just that. She allegedly scammed the doctor out of money, and even worse, scammed patients out of a sense of security that someone who was actually licensed and trained was working inside their mouth. 45-year-old Valbona Iseraj of White Plains, New York, was not is the key word here, a licensed dentist in New York State. She was actually an office manager at Ultimate Dental Care, but that did not stop her from performing a root canal, extractions, and even injections when her boss, the real dentist, was away. At the office of Dr. Jeffrey Schoengold on Independence Avenue in the good old Bronx, New York, many of Iseraj's duped patients were uninsured, and one woman was even pregnant during her procedure. The alleged crimes happened between late 2012 and the summer of 2013, all at the hands of a woman who went by Dr. Val, but was really just an office manager. Oh, how nice is that? The doctor imposter, who claims to have had dental training in her home country of Albania, was indicted earlier this month and arraigned last week. She now faces charges of assault, reckless endangerment, and unauthorized practice. There's also a charge of larceny for allegedly trying to scam her boss, the real dentist, out of $20,000 on her way out the door. Now, get a load of how she actually did this for a long period of time. Iseraj would allegedly schedule appointments while the doctor was out of the office and then offer discounts to patients to get cash payments. The scam came to light only when those patients began to experience complications from the work and called the real dentist. Dr. Val was fired, and she's due back in court later on this month. Some of Dr. Val's patients suffered infections and even severe pain 2 years after treatment. No one answered at the office Thursday afternoon when the media went calling. The judge also barred her from working anywhere in regard to dentistry for the duration of her case. Wow. It goes to show you how some of these office managers in these doctors' offices and medical facilities control everything that's going on. The doctor doesn't care. Do you think the doctor wants to be involved in the minutiae of, oh, we need to order more paper clips? Uh-oh, the Keurig machine back in the kitchen, it's not what they don't care. They want to come in. They want to do what they were medically trained for which they receive a great deal of compensation, and they want to be on the golf course by 2 o'clock. So they don't care what's going on. So as long as things are going along swimmingly and there is a steady stream of patients coming through the door and it gets to the first tee by 2:30 or 2:45 some days, they don't care. So these people can completely run amok and do whatever they want inside these offices. But the gall of this woman to be able to to go inside someone's mouth and perform root canal and pull teeth. And no one called to complain. No one said, I want to talk to the doctor. I don't get this. So one day, Dr. Val is in the back sorting files. And the next day, she's pulling teeth. What kind of an office was this? Wow. It really makes you confident the next time you go to not just the dentist, but any medical facility, does it not? My goodness. So anybody could just come on over. Hi there, Mr. Kalecki. Would you please open your mouth and say, ah, I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm going to take this semi-rusted dental instrument and I'm going to pull one of your teeth out. And you're going to pay me cash for it. And who pays cash? Oh, well, you'll get a discount. Please. This isn't a flea market. It's a medical facility. And you're getting a discount because you're paying cash. What a joke. My goodness. Stay with us. Coming up next, the Entertainment Report with Christina Staffo, followed by the worst body language mistakes you can make. I'm Ed. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalecki.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you stand out from other candidates in a job interview? Ask unique questions.
For example, all the average candidates will probably ask about training opportunities.
Kathy Rapp, writing for Fistful of Talent, suggests asking, what would my priorities be in the first 6 to 12 months?
Questions show the interviewer you're interested. Unique questions show them you've really thought about the position.
So before the interview, picture yourself already on the job.
What are you doing day to day? What questions do you have about the company, your department, and your role? What would help you do your job better?
Stand out from average candidates by preparing enough to form unique questions. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. If you think breakfast is for kids, think again. Bikers who enjoy a nutritionally healthy breakfast are less likely to be overweight. To be clear, eating a good breakfast won't make you fat. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Bikers require full access to the senses, so having a good morning breakfast is very important. A good breakfast is like filling the gas tank with 100 octane. The feeling lasts. Have your eggs, have your cereal, or if that's not possible, get your high fiber carbs, protein, and a little fat elsewhere. A big healthy breakfast helps control blood sugar, cranks up metabolism, and prevents the biker from eating that half box of donuts left over by people who had a good breakfast. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.